Now, Margaret Mills has returned, and this week, I think you're off, you said to Spain's Hall.
That's right.
And where is Spain's Hall?
Spain's Hall is just outside the village of Finchingfield.
All right. And this is all to do with?
It's all to do with the story of one of the previous owners. Spain's Hall is a beautiful Tudor manor house, and it's only been owned, I believe, by about three different families during its whole history. This particular family we're going to look at is the Kemps.
Right.
Now, William Kemp and his wife Philippa Kemp owned the hall back in about 1618, we're talking, and William and Philippa had a very happy marriage, but William was prone to fly into uncontrollable rages. And rumours began to circulate that Philippa had been unfaithful to William. The rumours got to William's ears and he flew into one of his ungovernable rages.
Yeah.
Philippa was able to calm him down and eventually managed to convince him that she hadn't been unfaithful at all. William, feeling conscience-stricken at what he'd said and what he'd done, took a vow. And his vow was to stay silent for 7 years. And I wonder how many women out there are wishing their husbands would take a similar vow of silence. Well, William did. He was as good as his word, and he kept silent under often extreme circumstances for 7 years. He'd made his vow, he'd sworn this promise, and he kept to it. And terrible things happened during these 7 years. Three of his servants died in mysterious circumstances. His wife, Philippa, died 2 years after he'd made the vow. Still he wouldn't speak. He was out with a servant one evening. It began to rain. They took shelter, and while they were taking shelter, they overheard some robbers who were obviously planning to rob Spain's Hall. William decided that he would stay behind and watch what these men were up to. Hastily, William scribbled a note. Still not speaking, he handed the note to the servant and made signals to the servant to go back to the hall to alert them that robbers were on the way. Sadly, the rain was so hard that the ink on the note, which was in the jacket of the servant, just ran. And by the time the servant got to the hall, all that was taken out of his pocket was a rain-sodden, crumpled piece of paper with some writing on it that nobody could read. The robbers came to the hall. The hall was only barely defended. And before William could get there to back up the others, the robbers had managed to steal from the hall, and they'd also murdered a 10-year-old boy who happened to be in the hall at the time, one of the servants or one of the servants' children. William still steadfastly refused to speak, and it said that eventually it was only the intervention of the local vicar that persuaded him that perhaps he ought to begin talking again. But he still refused to do it until he was in the seventh year of his vow. And interestingly, during the 7 years' silence, one of the things that he did was to dig a lake in the grounds of Spain's Hall for every year of his vow. So originally, there were seven lakes in the grounds of Spain's Hall, each one dug by the silent William.
Good heavens. Well, yeah, I'm surprised in a way that he could actually get his voice back, having not used it for so long.
Well, it's said that he didn't get his voice wholly back, that he could make sounds and he could make himself quite understood, but he never got back the full power of his voice ever again.
Now, the other thing that slightly surprises me is that the servant who took the note back, he obviously knew that what was going on, so why didn't he just tell them?
Well, this is something that in the tradition of the legend of the story is overlooked. We can only presume that by the time the servant got there, the robbers were more or less at the hall, hotly pursued by William, who had thought to send the servant on his own would be quicker, which it may have been.
Who knows?
Certainly, the servant may be, because William, the only thing I can imagine of this story is that William, not able to communicate to the servant didn't really understand the urgency of the situation.
Fair enough. Rightio. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Thanks, Scott.
And where are you off to next week?
Well, next week I thought I would go back to the topic of family history that we've touched on before, and particularly for people who may have an ancestor who was an apprentice.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.